listening to Kevin McCullough. So glad you're with us at Kevin McCullough Radio, a very important weekending edition. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we have got some very, I've got things to be thankful for, and I've got things to be worried about, and I want to tell you the difference between the two of them. It's Kevin McCullough. The phone number is 800-222-5909. Stay right here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, I want to say thank you. Yesterday, we had, I think, 48 slaves freed, and within the last day, those of you that have been listening saw to it to free another 6 in a single day, and I know that that was sacrificial. I know that it was, for those of you that made the decision to do it, it was very, very important to you, and I know that you prayed about it. I know that you thought about it. Our number now to go to get every name, we started the campaign with 88 names on the list. There are now 34 of those names that have not been spoken for in our Slave Liberation Project with Christian Solidarity International. And you can free a captive for $250. That's the simple explanation of what we're doing. But that means that 54 of those 88 have been liberated. And I am grateful to you for the fact that you've done what you could do and that we're there. I have to think, though, and I can't get away from this thought, that there are 34 people listening right now, 34 people that are listening right now that could do one of two things, one of a few things. You could give a one-time gift of $250 and liberate a human being. You could set a captive free. I think there's 34 people listening to AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission. I think there's easily 34 people, because we have tens of thousands of people tuned in at every hour of the day, even in the overnight. We've got tens of thousands of people listening. So at this moment, to ask 34 of you to say, could I consider making a gift that would give one slave their freedom? And I know that for some, it gets into a very, I don't know, personal issue. When we talk about race in America, for example, I know that there are some of you that are saying we need to create a just world. We need to see past skin color. We need to bring justice to those who have experienced injustice. And I agree with you. I agree with you. But the challenge here is that the injustice going on with these slaves, with these 34 women that are left, the injustice that is going on with them, you could actually correct through one act of generosity. And I want to challenge those of you that preach about social justice and the need to bring justice to everyone, regardless of skin color, simply because they bear the image of God, the Imago Dei, simply because they are His creation. They deserve justice. They do not deserve injustice, that's for sure. And this, the stuff they're going through isn't just your run-of-the-mill discrimination. They weren't, you know, declined service at a store because they didn't have shoes and a shirt on. They weren't told to sit in a specific area that was just made for them and no one else. They weren't required to just use separate bathrooms or go to separate schools. All the things that we think of in terms of racial injustice in America, which were, by the way, unjust, not making any excuses for any of that activity. But none of the things that we went through in that injustice even registers on their radar screen. They would trade where they've been for that opportunity in a heartbeat and never look back. Well, why is that, Kev? Here's why. Because what they've been through isn't injustice. It's hell. They have lived in all-out torture with nothing but fear, pain, and abuse. Waking up day in and day out, am I going to be raped again today? How many of you woke up this morning worrying about that? That's what these 34 women wake up daily thinking about. Will I be raped today? Will I be beaten? Will the master's wife take displeasure with me, and will she curse me out in language that we can't even say on the radio here because it's so profane? And that's the only thing that she gets called all day long. How many of you woke up this morning thinking, my wife or my daughter, they're going to be told that they have to go mutilate their own genitals in an unsanitary river with unsanitary tools and probably get infections and maybe extremely sick because of all that? That's the reality that these 34 women have faced and are facing. How many of us woke up this morning and said, I can't call my... We get all bent out of shape in the culture here about people calling us by the wrong pronoun. Now everybody's got their pronouns after their signature on their emails because you're not allowed to call somebody the pronoun that they're not called. How about taking your name from you? How about your parents, who were Christians, gave you a name that reflected that faith and that belief in Jesus? And when you became a slave, the slave master said, no longer that name. You are now this name. And it's a name that represents his faith in Allah and the false god of Islam. How many of you woke up this morning think that's the reality of the 34 women that we have left? They have next to zero belongings. They own no possessions. They are fed only the scraps of food that are left over after the family has eaten. They are made to sleep in unsanitary and uncomfortable conditions, usually on the ground, never inside the slave master's home. That's not injustice. That's hell. That's a separation from what they think of their life with God can be. And many of them, many of them pray internally to the God of their mother and father. They pray to Jesus. They pray to the God of the Bible, begging his compassion and his mercy that they can be released from slavery. Friends, 34 women need our help right now. Will you help us right now? You can give $25 a month for 10 months, that frees a slave. $50 a month for 5 months, that frees a slave. $125 a month for 2 months, that frees a slave. Or a one-time gift of $250. And you know what? If we just had three families take the McCullough Family Challenge, where you agree to liberate one slave a month for the next year, just three of you, we would surpass the 34 that are left. We would be at 36 slaves liberated, and we would surpass the number. Friends, we are running out of time. The next liberation is upon us. We need your help now. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909 or WMCA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, I want you to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. These are just natural food in a vegetarian capsule, and they've got tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. In fact, the daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in it. And Balance of Nature will give you access, if you call today, to your own health coach at no additional charge, because they just want you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service that the Howard family, the originators of Balance of Nature, provide to you at no charge. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. And remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Mission.
Faith and knowledge come together at Alliance University. Don't just live for God, work for Him too. At Alliance University, formerly named Nyack College, you'll be equipped to integrate your faith and field of study, whether you're hoping to be a nurse, teacher, pastor, singer, scientist, or CEO. At Alliance University, you'll get all the benefits of learning in New York City without having to compromise your Christian values in the pursuit of higher education. Our diverse faith-based community is committed to academic excellence as well as personal transformation and social change. Our faculty will care equally about your intellectual and spiritual growth, and they'll prepare you to excel in your career. And if you're worried you can't afford a private education, don't. The majority of our students qualify for and receive financial aid. So don't wait any longer. Get ready to put faith in your future. Visit us online at allianceu.edu to apply, transfer credits, or learn more. That's allianceu.edu. Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan Water expert at Culligan.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
WMCA welcomes the new show, More Like Jesus, with Pastor Dave Gustafson.
The missing piece to all of this is Jesus. And here's why. Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And by doing that, he connected us with the power of God.
Listen Monday through Friday evenings at 6:30.
And I realize that to the world, it seems foolish, but it's not. It is the key to all of this.
More Like Jesus on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Can we find 20 people who will step up and free 20 slaves this hour? A family, a Sunday school class, a small group, you could all combine and go in on it. But could we liberate 20 slaves this hour? 800-222-5909. That's the goal. 800-222-5909. A little over 40 minutes left in the hour. We need your help to get there. Todd Chapman, the most motivating thing in my own heart was when I heard stories of the types of lives that we actually were liberating and the things that had happened to them while they were in captivity. Give us the example of one.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm looking at a beautiful picture of a young woman and holding her baby. Her name is Adut. But it's interesting because she's smiling and she looks so healthy and whole and happy in this photo. But that wasn't always the case. I think it's evidence of the story I'm about to tell you about how God delivered her through CSI and someone like you. But she was a child when Islamist raiders grabbed her. She was on her way to her sister's house and she was taken to a camp. And once she got there, one of the first things that she saw was a bunch of dead bodies. And the captors, those who had kidnapped her, made it a point to point to those bodies and say, those are the ones that tried to escape. And if you try to escape, you're going to end up just like them. So they set the tone from word one that you're not getting out of here. We will kill you if you try. So she's taken to northern Sudan. A man took her into his house where she was forced to sleep all by herself on the kitchen floor. But then she was beaten regularly, no reason at all. Can you imagine just going about, you know, your tasks for the day, and the master comes in and just starts wailing at you for no reason? Can you imagine the fear, not just the physical brutality of that, but the psychological fear, wondering when the next beating is going to come? Racial slurs, all sorts of racial slurs by the family, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, all on this young girl. She suffered this day in and day out, nothing short of atrocious, until it got worse. She was genitally mutilated by her captor as well. She was raped. She ended up bearing four children to her Islamic captor in her more than 10 years of enslavement. And then the children that she bore, they were taken away from her, three of the four taken away. But she finally, God opened the door for her to escape in the middle of the night with one of her kids. And that's just one story, Kevin. There are hundreds, thousands of stories just like that, because CSI, in more than 25 years of working to free these Sudanese slaves, has freed more than 100,000 of these slaves, but there are still tens of thousands more with horrific stories like that. And that's why there's an urgency here, because, you know, frankly, there may well come a day for many of these slaves where the slave owner just says, well, I'm done, and this person has no value to them. So they might just end their life at any given moment. Lives truly do hang in the balance. And so this is just such a powerful opportunity. I really believe that God has you hearing this in this moment because he wants you to do something. So please don't let this invitation pass you by. And, whether you can give $250 to free one slave like Adut, but I want to put a challenge out there. And we see this in every campaign here on WMCA. There's always people that God has given you the capacity and the heart to free multiple slaves. And I want to put that challenge, that invitation out there right now. Could you give $1,000? You would free four slaves. That would be absolutely amazing. Maybe you could do even more. Maybe you do a monthly gift of a couple hundred bucks a month for the next 12 months. You could free 10 slaves if you did it that way. And with 93 more people that we want to see freed here, just as soon as possible. It's going to take some leaders like that to step forward and let God use you in a powerful way. And then it's also going to take those of you who can, you know, give whatever you can, $250, $100, $50, $500, maximum participation to make sure that these people get the freedom that they're praying for, that they're hoping for, and that God ultimately wants to provide for them.
I think we could do 20 slaves this hour, friends. I've seen it happen before, actually. I remember a couple of years ago, we did 35 slaves in 1 hour, and there was just a great moving of God on people's hearts saying, I don't want people to live in slavery anymore. I don't want them to be mutilated by slave masters. I mean, think about the inhumane lack of dignity that is involved in a slave master telling a young girl, you have to go circumcise yourself, and we don't even have clean utensils for you to use. You have to use this rusty lid of a tin can, and you got to go do it in that creek down there that the cattle and everybody else use for everything that they have to do. I mean, it's just really horrific. Some of these girls have nearly died from that procedure alone. But this is one of those make or break moments, friends, where we know that we can do so much more if we work together. And so we're asking you to look inside your heart. You've heard some of these stories. You've been thinking about it. Only you know what God is telling you to do right now. But please listen and take that action right now. Don't put it off for another few minutes or even another day. Put it into work right now. Here's the phone number, 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. And that just takes a couple of minutes with the operator. If you would rather go person free, maybe you're kind of like me and sometimes you're a little bit of a curmudgeon, you don't want to talk to people, you can just go on WMCA.com and click the info there and make your gift that way. Both of them 100% secure. CSI doesn't sell your information. Nobody ever does anything like that. CSI is one of the most trustworthy organizations I have ever worked with. And that's why the McCulloughs personally give on a monthly basis to CSI. We believe in the work that they're doing. And we believe, Todd, it's interesting, one of the catchwords that people throw around a lot these days is justice. Everybody wants justice, social justice, the injustice of what's happening in different places based on people's race or color of their skin. If you want to make a difference on something that really does matter and really does address that issue, then set a slave free. I mean, what more perfect answer could the church have than to say, you know what, Jesus came to set me free. I'm going to follow his example and set someone else free right now. 800-222-5909, 1-800-222-5909, or WMCA.com.
800-222-5909. It will just take a couple minutes of your time, and man, you're going to feel so amazing after you give your gift, knowing that God used you to change the trajectory of a person's life. I was listening over the weekend to Louis Giglio at Passion City Church, and he was just talking about the story, right? And sometimes it's easy to feel like what we're going through in the moment of our story is the story. But in fact, it's just a chapter in the story. And God is always at work to redeem our story and rewrite our story. God has a beautiful story for all of our lives, for your life, for my life, and for these slaves' lives. And so they're in a moment in the story. But isn't it cool that God invites us to be a part of authoring the rest of that story through his power, through his provision? And this is the opportunity for you to do that. So whether your best gift is $250 and you and your family single-handedly free a slave, if you can do that, that would be amazing. Three people doing that in this moment, man, three miracles right there. Or whether you can do part of that, or like that challenge I put out a couple minutes ago, maybe God has just really blessed you abundantly, and you know that you could give $1,000 gift and instantly free four slaves. Whatever your number is, can you get excited about this? Can you help rewrite people's story, liberate them in Jesus' name? That's what this is all about. 800-222-5909.
800-222-5909, or go to WMCA.com. As Todd said, either way, doesn't take more than a couple of minutes. But you are setting a captive free in the name of Jesus and for posterity. They don't get recaptured. This is a for life kind of deal. And you do it for the single price of $250, which is still less than the value of all the things that we give them for their life to start over again. All right, make that call right now. We're going to take this break. When we come back, we're seeking number 20 of the slaves that we're trying to free this hour. Please help us. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. And every week, I promise you, we are going to talk with the mortgage experts that I know and trust, Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely. Fellowship Home Loans is who you know them as. And Mike Rakeman rejoins us. And Mike, you know, the election's past us now. There's a lot of problems still in the markets. What is happening in the housing market, and is consumer confidence taking a hit?
Yeah, you know, what's happened now is we had such a seller's market for such a long period of time. Anyone that was in the market buying a house throughout 2020 and 2021 knew that they were going to be paying well above and beyond what the asking price was. Well, we're starting to see that shift now, Kevin, and we're starting to see it go back to the buyer side. So there's not as much competition, and sellers are giving concessions and things like that. So it really has been a nice shift. But one thing always to keep in mind, even though the interest rates are much higher, if you paid $100,000 over asking price and your rate was 2.5%, you still pay less if you pay $30,000 under asking price and your rate 7%. So there's a little food for thought.
Yeah, no, that's very encouraging, because I know that people still need to find good housing. So let's make sure they know that. And the thing I love about Fellowship Home Loans, guys, is that if you call Mike and Brian, you don't go through some other middleman. You're not going to be a file that sits on someone's desk in a bank office. These guys pick up the phone. They deal with you directly. Their staff are experts, and they are the direct lenders. So there is no middleman to go through. They get your loan processed faster. They get you approved quicker, and you can take advantage of what you need to do even more quickly. Call them this week, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283, if you like the numbers. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Mike Rakeman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
This is Albert Mohler for townhall.com. We have just passed the one-year mark of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Joe Biden went to Kyiv in an effort to demonstrate support for Ukraine and President Zelensky. The headlines and toll of the war provoked some big questions, such as, where in the world do we go from here? Zelensky is clear he wants his nation to be made whole, regaining all the territory that the Russians have threatened or invaded and, in some cases, now occupied. That is not likely to happen. Gerard Baker, writing in the Wall Street Journal, asks a great question. Will the Ukraine war push the West toward a new realism? The alternative to realism is what's called idealism, two poles that have defined American foreign policy. Gerard Baker writes, quote, privately, the president needs to convey some of that hard-headed realism he claims he's brought to more than a half century of foreign policy debates. Ukraine has every right to defend its territory, but it doesn't have a right to American money and materiel to prosecute a conflict without end. A dose of hard-headed realism is what we need.
Hello, this is John Leventhal. I am a partner in the law firm of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens. I have been a lawyer for 43 years, including 13 years as a trial judge and 13 years as an appellate judge. I have presided over almost every kind of civil and criminal case, and I have seen litigants facing almost every legal problem you can imagine. What is the most important thing for a litigant to do? It is to obtain the right lawyer, someone with the ability to navigate you through the court system and achieve the best possible outcome. At Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, that is what we offer. When I was on the bench, Idala, Bertuna & Kamens earned the reputation of being the boutique law firm that fights passionately for their clients in the most professional manner in both civil and criminal cases. I am proud to be a member of the Idala, Bertuna & Kamens law firm, where our lawyers will give you the powerful representation you all deserve.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-222-5909. 1-800-222-5909. The number for you to be able to set a captive free today. $250 sets a captive free. Set a captive free right now. 1-800-222-5909. Todd, one of the things that is so powerful is to hear from the hundreds of thousands of slaves that have been freed, and in Sudan specifically, since the end of the civil war there, CSI has been a very key component to the liberation of more than 100,000 of at
at the time 180,000 or so slaves that had been in captivity there. We believe that since that time, there may be as many as 120, 140,000 that have been liberated through CSI and the efforts with people like you listening right now, friend. But we also know that some children were born to slaves while they were in slavery, some slaves have been forgotten about, and that there may be as many as 35 to 40,000 still there. So even in just Sudan, we are trying to make a big, big difference. And thanks to those of you that have been listening over the last 10 years or so, the people that listen to this radio show have helped liberate more than 3,000 individuals just all on their own. So this is something that we have a long track record with. This is why, you know, what we're telling you is reliable, because we have been down the road for quite a long time with Christian Solidarity International. And I wouldn't give my money personally to an organization that I didn't trust. And if I'm giving to them monthly, friends, I think that should carry some weight in your thinking as well. 800-222-5909, 800-222-5909. But tell us another one of those stories, Todd, because I never get tired of hearing the story of liberation.
Yeah, it was in 1996, when she was 7 years old, that a young girl named Adut was out walking with her sister, just going about their day, and they were taken captive. They were kidnapped. They were taken to a holding pen with other kidnapping victims, and then as a group, they walked them up to up north to North Sudan, and she was put to work doing housework for an Arab man and his family. She had to sleep on a mat on the floor in the kitchen. They called her terrible racial slur names for slave or dog. She was physically beaten every day for no reason. I mean, can you imagine, you're just trying to do the work that you're told to do, and suddenly your master bursts in and just starts knocking you around for no reason other than the fact that you are his possession. And her life deteriorated into that nightmare of, it got even worse. She was raped. She was genitally mutilated. And she just thought, you know, man, what's happened to my world? She actually ended up having children with her slave master. But then one day, she actually was able to come across the path of a Arab slave retriever who affected her freedom, and now she's been brought back to South Sudan. Unfortunately, her kids, she had to leave them behind. And this is a story, sadly, Kev, that we hear. You know, we're thankful that we're able to free as many people as we can. We try to, you know, whenever possible, if there's kids involved, we try to free them together. You can't always do that. Or sometimes it's maybe, a child or a teenager that we can get free, but the mom has to stay behind. We try not to do that, but it happens. But this is just one story. And to your point, over 100,000 stories like that have been written through CSI. But you know what? Only because of people like you. Only because of people like you who just said, you know what, I got to do something. I can't just stand idly by. Now that I know this is a thing, I will not be guilty of a sin, if you will, of omission by not participating and not doing something to help. So if you could right now, you know, in the next couple minutes, three people giving that gift of $250, and we could see three more people added to the list the next time those slave retrievers go in, and we have, you know, these retrieval processes going on several times over the course of the year. We can add three more names, three more human lives to that list of people that we can bring back out of captivity. You can be a part of that right now.
800-222-5909 is the number, 800-222-5909. You can also give online at WMCA.com. But as you were just saying there, Todd, a simple gift, $250, liberates another slave right now. And if you can't do that in one amount, if you go online, it'll give you the options. You can give over the course of a few months. If you wanted to give $125 this month and $125 next month, you still liberate a slave. If you wanted to do $50 a month for the next 6 months, that would be a slave that would be liberated as well. You could do that for a full year and free two captives over the course of the 12 months. And so please consider, ask yourself the question, what does God want of me? What is he asking of me at this moment in time? No one else can answer that for you except yourself. But we ask that you would at least consider making a gift right now and setting a captive free. It's what Jesus would do, and he's called us to do what he would do. So let's go do it. 800-222-5909 or WMCA.com.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet, DVD, call 212-CHOICES, all outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
A good work partner knows what you need before you need it. That's how it feels when you work with Cintas. Your dedicated Cintas service reps get to know your business and have the industry knowledge that can help you prepare for what's ahead. They'll deliver your team's workwear freshly laundered, make sure your first aid and safety supplies, mats, mops, and towels are stocked when you need them, and your fire extinguishers are inspected and in working order. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Inflation is out of control. Grocery bills are insane. Rates on consumer debt, credit cards, charge cards, installment loans are the highest they've been in years. Something has got to give. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you've found the home of your dreams but are concerned about the mortgage rates, you need to give my friends Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely over at Fellowship Home Loans a call. 1-800-804-SAVE. That's 1-800-804-SAVE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans has access to multiple down payment assistance programs. Consolidating that high interest debt into your mortgage could help you save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars each month. FHL has access to home equity lines of credit if you're in need of cash quickly. They also have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews from happy clients online. So don't delay. 1-800-804-SAVE. That's 1-800-804-SAVE. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Nationwide mortgage, equal housing lender, ANMLS 819382. Licensed mortgage bankers, NYS Department of Financial Services. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
How we're running out of time. 800-222-5909. I do not want to see this next liberation opportunity come and go and us not have the opportunity to rescue the final 48 slaves that we know exist, that we've already identified and have the potential to liberate. I don't want to see that happen. And I hope that that you will respond now so that it does not, in fact, occur that way. 800-222-5909. Todd Chapman is still with us. Todd, I was looking through some of the recent testimonials of people that have been liberated, and not all of the Christian Sudanese lived in the South. Some of them, in fact, did live in the North prior to the war, and life was made equally hard for them. It basically, when you have a hardened Islamic regime in place, if you're a Christian anywhere within the boundary of their governance, you're in trouble. And so this young woman named Atak, A-T-A-K, again, some of these names, particularly in Sudan, sound very foreign to our ears, but that's the girl's name. She was born in the North, and in the middle of the day one day, as many of these stories occurred, a group of hardened Islamic Arabs came to her house and just took her away. Her parents were there. Her dad tried to fight him off, couldn't do anything about it because they would have been shot and killed. She was young. She was very, very afraid. They grabbed her. They put her on a donkey. She cried for help. No one could help her, including her own parents. They took her to a little village called Kahara. And as a young girl, she was forced labor to clean the house, wash dishes for the master's wives, plural. She'd look after the goats. She would fetch water, one of the hardest jobs in the culture there. And one day her master forced her against her will to have her genitals mutilated. Now, this is one of the harshest physical realities of their existence, for sure. But it's also highly unsanitary and very dangerous. People that have gone through this, we've had some slaves who died because they didn't survive that procedure. But after he forced her that, she said she cried for a long time. There was no one there to help. She was forced to change her name to an Islamic name. Because she spoke pretty good Arabic, she was forced to observe the holidays. So even though she came from a Christian family, they forced her to fast during Ramadan. Now imagine this, Todd. You're already starving this girl practically to death. Mm-hmm. But because you forced her into Islam, now you're forcing her to fast during Ramadan.
Right.
I mean, the little amount of food she was getting. So this is the kind of torture that she was under every day. The Arab master would rape her repeatedly. She had one of his children. And, of course, when the child got big enough, got taken away from her. Eventually, there was a slave retriever that identified her and came to the area looking for any slaves that were Dinka, which was her heritage. And she escaped that very night, met with him in another village. And then he took her south to the recovery camp that we've talked about and got her back safe to South Sudan, where she couldn't be forced into anything anymore. But this is another example. And friends, when this goes down, this is the most hopeless situation that they find themselves in. When they are taken against their will, against their family's will, they are basically ordered from dusk to dawn what to do. There's no reprieve from that kind of suffering. So you have to imagine, you have to put yourself in their shoes, and you have to say, well, what does it feel like the day, not that they're told that they're free, because they probably don't let themselves believe that, but the day that they actually realize it. And that's the day you create with your gift of $250. You create the bag of hope that they get and all the things that go into it that help them start their lives over again.
Yeah. Yeah, and you did that with every $250 gift that you give. So if you want to free two slaves, obviously $500. And Kevin and I are earnestly praying that God will move on the hearts of a couple people that have extra capacity, and you could step forward and give a gift of $1,000 or $1,500, free four slaves, free six slaves. Maybe you could turn that into a monthly gift, you know, for less than the car payment that most of us have. Think about that. If you're paying a couple $100 for a car, maybe you just paid a car off. We just had that situation in our world and freed up, you know, a couple $100. And I'm like, well, we could put that to ministry work. And so maybe, I don't know what your situation is, but here's the thing. When we invest in the kingdom, that's an investment that never returns void. You know, all the right. news about this banking failure over the weekend and just all the uncertainty in the marketplace and all that today. Boy, Jesus was right. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, right? Where it's not going to go away and you can't lose it. And this is one of those things you're doing. You're freeing a human being on earth, giving them the freedom they've been longing for, praying for,
probably thought would never happen. They've been in captivity for so long. And then you set them on a course to a new life. Man, what a beautiful thing that you can do. $250 does that. But time is short. We're working on our next retrieval excursion in Sudan. It's going to be later on this year. And the only thing holding us back from adding more people to that list is just the funding to pull them out. So you are needed to add another name to that list. So please give your best gift now. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. It'll just take a couple minutes of your time. If a monthly gift works better for you, you know, maybe $20 a month, maybe that's the number, or maybe, you know, $25. Over the course of the next 12 months, you will free a slave, and it's friendly on your budget. So if that works better for your budget, please go ahead and do it that way.
Yeah. Either way, if we have 48 people that take that challenge, whether you do it on a monthly basis or do it on a one-time basis, if we just have 48 respond, just 48 people of those that are listening right now, maybe one in a thousand, just sitting there saying, you know what, I've been thinking about this. I understand the kind of imperative nature of it, how big it is to the person that it impacts. And I want to be involved. We need 48 of you to hear God tapping on your heart and saying, hey, can you come help us with this? 48 of you doing it right now, we could guarantee the freedom and the liberation of those remaining 48 slaves. And what a joy that would bring to them here even before Easter, where many of them, if they are able to be liberated, would celebrate the risen Savior for the first time in maybe a couple of dozen years that they've been allowed to. Many of these women are Christians. Many of them were brought into Christian households when they were young. The forced conversion to Islam is something that doesn't take. Nearly every slave that we liberate tells us, yeah, they made me say these words, but we didn't. I didn't believe them. I kept praying in my heart every night that God would free me. Friends, you become that answer to prayer. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. You can also go to WMCA.com and just click the CSI banner at the top of the page. But whatever you do, please do it now. We need your help right now. 48 women are dependent upon your help right now. Will you help them? 800-222-5909. Come right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Would you like a career in the legal field making great money without having to go to law school? One that allows you the flexibility to choose where you work, for whom, and how frequently? Well, there's a high-powered and lucrative career that you really do need to know about: court reporting. Court reporters and captioners are in higher demand than ever before. Court systems, schools, television stations, they're all looking for these professionals to record and caption everything from depositions to court cases to live events. The NCRA has partnered up with Plaza College to offer a free 2-week virtual seminar that gives you a glimpse into the world of court reporting and captioning. The program is called A to Z, and it's being offered free and can be completed from the convenience of your home. Sign up today by emailing info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plazacollege.edu. info@plazacollege.edu.
Listen to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio with Bishop Larry Gators. Bishop Gators is 100% pro-Christ, pro-life, pro-Constitution, pro-U.S., and pro-President Donald Trump. Tune in Monday nights at 9:30 on AM 570 WMCA. Don't miss it.
Want more AM 570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM570TheMission.com or download our AM 570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 570 The Mission.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the One Place app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download One Place at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends. We cannot let these women languish in this injustice. We can't do that. We can't do that and look ourselves in the mirror and say we are doing God's will. It would be one thing if you didn't know anything about it, but we've now spent a number of days demonstrating the need, telling the stories. And you know that the solution works because for the last 10 years, we have been liberating slaves with Christian Solidarity International on this very radio station. In fact, all of the Kevin McCullough efforts that have gone into those 10 years or so, we have liberated, I believe the latest count is slightly over 3,000 human beings from slavery. And of the tens of thousands of people that are listening right now, I'm asking you to be a single liberator today. By the way, if your family takes the Family for Family Challenge, if you decide to do $250 a month for 12 months and basically match what the McCulloughs are doing, I will take you and your family to dinner. We will pick a nice place, make it convenient transportation wise, and we will enjoy an evening of food and fellowship together. I'll get the report. If I see that you did a $250 a month gift for the next year, we will be in contact. If we have three of those, I'll do it for all three. That's how much I believe in this cause. The McCulloughs are all in. We liberate a slave a month. It's a lot of money. We set it aside. We make sacrifices in other areas of our budget. We don't go out to eat as much. There's things we don't get to do. We don't have every, you know, we have two broken down cars. We are not living, you know, exorbitantly in any stretch of the imagination. That's a sacrifice for us. But my kids insisted upon it when they heard of the treatment that the slaves receive while they're in slavery. And we're 34 away from liberating all the names that were on the list. Friends, we're 34 away. We need your help. We just need you to look to your left and right and say, okay, nobody else is doing it. I'm going to step up. $250 liberates one slave right now. 500, two slaves. 1,000 would be four human beings liberated. We need every effort from every person that can do any amount. If you can do $25, do $25 a month for 10 months. If you can do $50, do $50 a month for 5 months. In either case, you liberate a human being. And it is an amazing feeling to know that you are giving them God's dignity back in their life. You're saying to them what God says about them, that they are special and they are worth something. These are women that have been told they are worth less than nothing for most of the last 30 years. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909 or go to WMCA.com. 800-222-5909 or WMCA.com.